righteous power, blessing.
Beautiful. That's Angus Day by Passion, and equally, Michael W. Smith does a version of that that is pretty awesome as well. I hope you got your Bible. If you've got your Bible with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians and chapter 13. The 13th chapter, and today we're looking at the third verse of this awesome love chapter. It says this: if I had everything, or if I gave everything I had to the poor, and I even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Right from the very beginning of this particular chapter, Paul is talking about every eventuality, I believe. He's talking about speaking in languages of earth and angels. He's talking about having the gift of prophecy and understanding all of God's secret plans and possessing all knowledge and having faith that could move mountains. But he then goes on to say, if I didn't have love, I would be nothing. Now, we looked at that last week, on Friday, in fact. He's now reiterating everything he's just said. He's just backing it all up again. And he's thinking some other things here. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, he's saying, I could go around boasting about it. I could say, look how brilliant I've been. I've given everything I had to the poor, and I've even sacrificed my body. But you know what? I'm allowed to boast about that. And then he goes on to say, but if I did not love others, I would have gained nothing. There would be no gain at all in doing any of this stuff. He's already said in verse 2 that he would be nothing if he could do all of these wonderful things, yet he didn't know love. He didn't know how to love. Many years ago, when I was about 22, I guess, I was just talking to my mum. And I said to my mum, Mum, do you love me? I've no idea to this day why I said that. I have no idea. Let me tell you, I had an idyllic childhood. Absolutely wonderful childhood. And I just turned to my mum. I was about 22 years old. And I was standing in the kitchen. I can remember it as though it were yesterday. And I said, Mum, do you love me? I don't know why I said that. And she looked at me and she said, you know what? I don't even know what love is. And that stunned and shocked me. I asked her that same question many years later. a couple of years before she died, actually. And she was in hospital. She just had a heart attack. And she was in hospital, and I drove down to Cornwall to see her where she was. And I said to her, "Mum, do you love me?" And she said the same thing again. "I don't know what love is." Yet she had followed the Lord Jesus Christ all her life. She was a born-again, on-fire-for-God Christian. Yet she said she did not know what love was. And I can remember to this day at her funeral, my uncle stood up and told me some stuff I didn't even know. How my mother and father used to invite the homeless into their homes, into their house rather, and would feed them and let them sleep there and look after them, sometimes for as long as 6 months. Yet my mother said those immortal words, "I don't know what love is." And for many years, I held that against her. Until at her funeral, I realized that she probably knew more what love was than anybody I knew. Because her love was a doing word. It wasn't a passion word. It was a doing word. And my mum learned not only how to love simply, and not only how to love the easy love, but my mum knew and learned how to love the difficult love. Taking someone off the street who was homeless, and to feed them and look after them for as long as 6 months until they were on their feet. Beloved, that is difficult love. And my mum knew difficult love, yet when you asked her, she said, "I don't know what love is." And all she had to do, beloved, was to turn to 1 Corinthians 13 and read what Paul said love was. And she would have known instantly. And she would have recognized it instantly. You see, it's no good us having just the easy love. Just having the love that comes easily to us. What is important is that we learn how to love the difficult love. I keep on talking about this difficult love, but I want to reiterate it and reiterate it and reiterate it until the cows come home, because it's so important. And you might think that I've got it sussed. You might think to yourself, "Well, yeah, obviously, David, you know all about this." No, I don't. I struggle with the difficult love just as you do. Every time I preach a word to you, I believe the Lord is preaching that word to me, right back at me, every single time. And I learn from it. I hope I learn from it. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others with that difficult love, that's what I'm going to put in there. But if I didn't love others with that difficult love, I would have gained nothing. There would be no gain in my life at all. Beloved, we need to know that we need to learn how to love the difficult love. And I believe it's an act of will. On tomorrow's program, I'm going to begin to tell you what Paul says true love really is. And that love, I believe, is the difficult love. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, you are so wonderful. This is Reece Scott and Almighty God. Let the Lord, let his love pour down on you right now.